Hey guys, Will Durst here with the top 10 comedic news stories of 2016, which are not to be confused with the top 10 legitimate news stories of 2016. No, no, no. They are as different as cute kitten videos are from stainless steel collar stays, petroleum jelly in the cobblestones outside of 10 Downing Street, corn chowder in Michelangelo's David, trope and tripe. So these are they. The stories from the first 11/12 of 2016 that most lent themselves to the humorous, amusing, and comedic. Number 10, Fidel Castro dies, but at least hung on long enough to see the beginning of the end of American democracy. Number 9, the GOP primaries, a year-long circus featuring a lion tamer who used whips and chains and insults, questioning his opponent's energy, heritage, wives' attractiveness, and the size of their genitals. Number 8, Brexit. Turns out most Brits consider xenophobe to be a musical instrument. Number 7, the Chicago Cubs win the World Series, which Nostradamus cited as one of the signs of the apocalypse. Number 6, Bob Dylan wins the Nobel Prize for Literature, and next year, Stockholm is going to give the Peace Prize to Paris Hilton for her delightful tweets. Number 5, Melania Trump's GOP convention speech. Now, every time Michelle Obama talks, the world waits for Melania's spin on it. Number 4, Hillary Clinton's email problems. She says she was only following precedents set by other secretaries of state. And she's right. In 1790, Thomas Jefferson had server problems as well. The difference? His server was pregnant. Number 3, Bernie Sanders, who almost debated Donald Trump. Would have been fun to see the Vermont senator chew up the New York City real estate developer, but then be forced to spit him out due to religious dietary laws. Number 2, the Galaxy Note 7, promoted as water-resistant. What they didn't mention was underwater was the safest place to use the thing. And finally, number 1, Donald J. Trump, who won the U.S. presidential election with a little help from his friends. The FBI, Vladimir Putin, the mob, WikiLeaks, fake news stories, Anthony Weiner, Bill Clinton, Rosie O'Donnell, white supremacists, and Alec Baldwin. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.